Okay, we want to obey the Lord. Amen? Say, Lord Jesus, I have eyes and they see. I have ears. Believe it or not, they work. I have a heart. It perceives what the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. I'm going to go back to Colossians tonight because there was a press to go there today. And I did get a praise report from John and Ann yesterday, so they were doing okay. A lot of challenges, but doing okay. Colossians chapter 3. You can read the whole thing. It talks about the rules for holy living, etc. And it has a lot of instructions about how we need to be obedient. But I want to take you to verse 12. It's really talking to us. And it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion. Clothe yourself with compassion.
3:12.
Yep. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion. Clothe yourself with kindness. Clothe yourself with humility, gentleness, and patience. Well, how do you put on those things? By choice. Not what yours says?
Oh yes, we were just discussing what we don't have.
It doesn't sound, maybe I'm in the wrong place.
No,
the last one is patience. I wonder why patience is the last one. Did you ever run out of patience? Yeah. It says to clothe yourself with patience. 13 is kind of cool. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Now, those are strong words. Because in my book, there's some people that I don't think deserve to be forgiven.
Amen.
And I'd love to hold a shotgun into their, you know, and unload. But God says, no. Forgive. Why? Because you were also forgiven. He forgave us. So our job is to go by the example he gave us. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Look at the condition. It's so cool. And over all these virtues, put on.
Love.
Yeah. Put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So how important is it to love the broken? How important it is to love those that are having a hard time? Your turn could be tomorrow. You know, many people, let's say, start walking with the Lord. And they think it's all done once they've accepted him. And it's only the beginning. Looking at each other to help each other out is the act of love and compassion that you owe to each other. You say, well, they're not part of the church. They don't deserve it. Well, they'll never be a part of the church if they wait for him to make themselves deserving. I didn't deserve to be forgiven. But you know what? He said yes anyway. He really did. You know, he took time out. And he said, okay, Dad, we're going to do this your way. Even though I did nothing wrong. And he was the first man who did nothing wrong. But he would have never qualified to be the Messiah had he failed. Think about that. Had he failed anywhere along his walk with God. And you know, a lot of times what we do is we hold accountability with a legal status on people. Yet the Lord threw the book away when it comes to you and me. He threw the book away. All the rules and regulations, he said, all done, finished. I'm going to put you under the blood of the Lamb. And you know what? When you and I put on love, it's an act of will. Because some people just do not accept it, or you know they don't deserve it, but you're constantly pressing in to do good to them until they wake up. You say, well, I've been doing this for 10 years and they still haven't awakened. Well, good grief. How many years did it take for you? Yeah. How many years did God put up with your attitude? Or mine? And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just telling you, your rules don't work with God. I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
Why? Because the gift of compassion is an eternal gift. The gift of love is an eternal love. The grievances you've had are temporary. Yes or no? The irritations that you have by so-and-so and so-and-so. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. Verse 14. I want you to see that one. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And one another as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. It goes on with women and it goes on with all the other instructions, and you can read that on your own. But I'm trying to give you a concept that you really have accountability before God to love one another and not to be anxious. And you know who's the first person who is difficult to love?
Yourself.
You know why? Because you're holding a book of legalism. And Jesus took that book and he flipped it away. And he said, now go with compassion. Go with giving yourself some grace. Oh, I'll give mom and dad grace. I'll give my uncle and my aunt grace. I'll give somebody else grace, but no grace for
yourself.
Yeah. Well, change it. It's a decision you make. I should have heard an amen on that one.
Amen.
Okay. So now let's do it. Close your eyes and put your right hand over your heart. Say, it's about time.
It's about time.
That I give myself.
Some grace.
Some favor. A little bit of loose.
Of all that tightness that I have.
And all those rules and regulations. That I put on myself. They weren't put there by God. He took all the rules and regulations. And he nailed them to the tree. What am I doing?
What am I doing?
Why am I nailing it to me?
Why am I nailing it to me?
The guilt.
All the guilt.
All the self-condemnation.
All the self-condemnation.
All the fault-finding.
It's
got to go.
Right now.
And I'm speaking healing. To my heart. I'm speaking grace to my heart. And I'm speaking favor to my heart.
And to myself.
And I'm forgiving myself.
With the equal
Demands that Jesus put on me.
He told me clearly.
Very clearly. That I need to put on. Clothe myself with compassion, with kindness, with humility, and gentleness, and even more patience to myself. Hallelujah. It's a done deal tonight. I'm walking with the instructions that he gave the church, namely me. How many found that there was like a swirling going on inside as those words were coming out of your mouth? Do you know why that there's a swirling going on when you speak forgiveness to yourself?
Because it doesn't sound...
Doesn't sound like it's legal enough or law-abiding enough. And you're really talking to yourself with the same grace, the same compassion, and the same patience that Jesus has with you. You've got a different set of rules if it's a child that's 4, 7, 9, 12, 15, 30 than you have with yourself. And it's got to change. It's got to change. You've got to really love each other, but you also need to love yourself, because you can't love your neighbor until you love yourself. Yeah. Say, when I love myself, I'll be able to love my neighbor. Tall order, isn't it? When is it going to happen when you make the decision? Is it going to be easy?
Absolutely not.
Why? Because you're going against everything that you and I were brought up with, which was the law. And I'm not saying that the law is bad. What I am saying is it identifies how much you criticize yourself and how much you are holding yourself on such a tight rope you can't even have the freedom to go to the bathroom without putting up some excuse. I'm serious. You know, I listen to people, oh, the girls, they got to have two or three helpers to go to the bathroom. Did you ever see that with the guys? No. And I am teasing. But I'm also saying, why do you need help to go to the bathroom? You like company. Everybody has to approve. It doesn't work. It's not from God. Start loving yourself, and you're going to be able to go on your own. Yeah. I'm teasing. But you know something? Look at the foundation. Look at the foundation. Everybody's got to approve. Come on. Am I telling the truth or not?
No. Yes.
All right. Look at yourself.
No one has to approve if I
Nobody
go to the bathroom.
If I have to go
no,
to the bathroom.
No, but there's a sense that you got to have a helper.
Okay.
And I'm not trying. This is not the sermon. This is a teaser.
We're over that.
Yes. Go forward with obedience. Okay? And love one another. That's the bottom line. I know I tease, but you know what? Sometimes you have to do it with a joke to be able to see. Let's see ourselves and then change it. Make an adjustment. Amen?
Amen.
And God willing, the air will work. I will contact the gentleman tomorrow and see what we can do and get it orchestrated. Amen?